Should Christians fear the tribulation? All the wonderful information we have in Scripture about the tribulation is not there for the purpose of terrifying us, but for the purpose of helping us to prepare. The 144,000 are sealed for their protection, and those of us who find ourselves living into the tribulation have already been sealed by the Holy Spirit. The days have been shortened for our sake, so that if we are meant to live through it, even the timeline of history will not prevent that. Matthew chapter 24 verse 22 and Mark chapter 13 verse 10. Just as the Israelites were divinely protected from all of the plagues that fell upon Egypt at the time of the Exodus, so too we have no need to be concerned that all the judgments mentioned in Revelation will be a terror to us. They are not meant for us, but for unbelievers in every case. Compare Revelation chapter 22 verse 18. And we are right to expect the Lord to protect us just as he protected the Israelites and brought them safely out of Egypt. That entire experience, the Exodus, is a type of the tribulation, with Pharaoh representing Antichrist and the annihilation of the Egyptian army in the Red Sea representing Armageddon. We will be brought safely to the other side if only we stay faithful, so it little behooves us as believers who love and trust their Lord and who know their Bible to moan and cry and carry on like the faithless Israelites did on that occasion and so often thereafter. First, seeing the whole 7 years from start to finish, we know that it ends in glory, that all believers who live through it are resurrected without ever experiencing physical death, and that those who do not and are martyred are a glory to Christ and receive a martyr's reward. Second, we see that God is superintending things perfectly as always, even in the midst of the tribulation, with believers receiving special protection against the plague sent by him to warn and then to punish the unbelieving world. So even though things will be difficult, they will not be impossible, and enduring such trouble can be a great blessing. One can be thankful for having difficulties, because those are the times that we are reminded of our inadequacies, helplessness, and self-centeredness, revealed by the fact that one complains of the momentary light afflictions, and the moments when our God of all comfort can show himself faithful, near, and personal, and how dependent we are on him. The tribulation, while it will be the time of greatest distress, will also be the time of the greatest demonstration of God's faithfulness to those who love him. Third, we have to remember at all times, especially in hard times, that the Lord never allows us to be tested beyond what we are able to bear up under, 1 Corinthians 10:13. Therefore, if it is true that any one of us really can't take whatever it is we might fear, then we will not be subjected to that particular pressure. And conversely, if we are subjected to some terrible pressure that we fear we cannot take, then we are wrong, and we need to trust the Lord more completely, because he wouldn't let it happen if we truly did not have the ability with his help to get through it. No doubt this is one of the reasons why these things are being placed upon our hearts to contemplate now, namely, to help us to get to the proper place of complete trust and of resting in faith in the Lord, so as to be able to endure whatever he calls upon us to endure then. Fourth, we have to remember that if we do find ourselves in the tribulation and in distress, it is not at all as if the Lord did not anticipate it, and not at all as if there is not a good reason for it. It may well be that our reward is meant to be quite substantial, but that it can't come about without such exceptional testing. And it's no good to say thanks, but no thanks to the Lord. Our eternal rewards glorify him, and certainly we want that. Only a spirit of cowardly and arrogant selfishness would seek to avoid trouble, when the plan of God is for Christ to be gloried by our endurance of some test, even the tribulation. Granted, that is not the perspective of the immature, and it does take significant spiritual growth to hold on to that thought when the pressure is on. All the more reason to note these kinks in our hearts, and we all have kinks, and do our best to get them straightened out before the fact. We need to learn to relax in him and trust in him absolutely, regardless of what we see or hear, or what our emotions fear. He is absolutely faithful, and has never been otherwise to us, nor could he be, perfect that he is. The Lord is thus worthy of our absolute trust in return. Fifthly, God has a very specific purpose for us all. For those who know enough about the truth, and who are spiritually mature enough to consider these matters seriously now before the fact, the acceleration of growth and increased depth of faith that such impetus is likely to provide will put you in a position then to be of greater service to the Lord based upon what you are doing now. Laodicea is the lukewarm era of the church, as we know quite well and observe on every hand. However, while one-third of the believers we know will fall away, two-thirds will not, half of whom will have the spiritual strength to endure martyrdom, and the other half of whom will have the spiritual strength to make it all the way through the entire tribulation. Now, where will that spiritual strength come from, seeing as how these brothers and sisters are mostly nowhere in spiritual terms at the present moment? Answer: from people like us who will be pressed into service by the Lord to help all such with crash courses of Bible truth once the tribulation melts away the lukewarm attitude that now obtains. Most of us would rather be in heaven and avoid the tribulation. But it would be beyond selfish to ask the Lord for that, understanding the great need for the truth we shall see once it all begins. And those among the people who have insight will teach the people who will be persecuted by sword, that is martyrdom, and flame, that is torture leading to martyrdom, and captivity, that is imprisonment, and plundering, that is confiscation of property, for some time. And when they are persecuted, they will receive a little help. Daniel chapter 11 verse 33 and 34.